Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Good morning, Buckhead, Atlanta, and beyond, all over the globe. Rich Casanova here, your radio show host for this morning's edition of Buckhead Business Radio X. We have a great lineup of guests in the studio this morning. We have Andrew Somoza, Chief Sales Officer for Voxa. We have John Paul Souza, founder and CEO of Social Media Marketing University. We have Craig Williams and Neil Howe with the Global Authority Agency. So we're going to have some great, interesting conversation. I think there's a lot of interesting coincidence here, or cross business or networking, just by naturally the types of businesses that y'all are in. So I know y'all going to have some things to share amongst yourselves as well as with our listeners. And first up, we have Andrew Somoza, his former CSO of Achievement IT and co-founder VP of sales at Vendomate. You've more recently with Voxa, that's with a V, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Chief sales officer. And you have quite a long track record in sales and startup companies, a proven entrepreneur, 15 years experience in sales leadership, business development, right? And but this is the most interesting and current project you're working on, and you're pretty much all in, I think, on this project, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Rich. It's interesting. I look back and I always tell my friends and family I was about 15 pounds lighter and had less gray hair before I started this crazy entrepreneurship type world. I spent my 20s, I'm 41 years old, spent my 20s working on carrying a bag, being a software sales guy, direct, domestic, international, travel the world. I got a chance to really learn my trade, or my skill, if you will, and at 30, 31, joined up with another gentleman by the name of Andy Monin, and we started with a couple of other folks, Vendomate, and that was a successful organization, still running today, still doing extremely well, and actually just right up the street.
Nice.
Left there in 10 after a private equity company came in and recapped us, and moved over to another organization, ran that sales for about 3 years, and have since moved on to Voxa, which is a productivity tool that connects emails back and forth with Salesforce.com. So essentially every single email that you send to and from gets automatically logged directly into Salesforce.com. So came about that opportunity back, I guess, at the tail end of last year when I heard all this stuff about the Atlanta Tech Village. I was at the ATDC with my companies, but went and sat down with Johnson Cook and with David Cummings and said, the next time you do a big project, I'd like to be part of it. So officially started April 1st, started doing some work there in March, and loved every second of the day of it. And actually was away yesterday on a little family retreat up at Lake Toxaway, but miss being with the gang. We're a big culture company and really miss being with those guys. So I'm anxious to get back today.
Yeah, we're having some chat this morning with some folks in the studio here in the office. And as all business people, entrepreneurs, we're like, man, Labor Day really cuts into our Memorial Day. We just celebrated, cuts into our work week. And now we're ready to get back into the zone here. So now Voxa just started in April of this year?
It started officially in November. But I didn't join until April 1st.
Oh, okay, because so. I'm saying, wait, I've heard about it. It seems like a lot way before April or whatever, yeah. Okay, so so you joined in April. And so tell us a little bit about more Vox. I mean, you kind of talked about the integration with email and Salesforce, but what's a day-to-day? I guess what's the benefit, or what's a takeaway for a consumer using it, I guess?
Sure. I think when you look back, and as a salesperson, everyone relies on storing all of their customer information somewhere. And it's either on a notepad if you're old school, it's in Act back in the day, but now, you know, with I think Salesforce.com did $3.5 billion last year, and there's four or five that are right behind that, and with a B as well, not an M, but with a B. And we look back and we started talking to back in the November again. I was part of the conversation, just not officially part of the company. And the conversation is around what can we do to make it your life easier as a salesperson? You have to record all of that information somewhere. And so the idea came up, and they said, let's build some type of application that ties directly into the 800-pound gorilla, which, of course, is Salesforce.com, and to be able to tie all of that information and make it seamless, make it easy, make it magical and automatic, if you will. So it automatically does all of those things. You send an email. If I send an email to you, Rich, and you're a prospect, it automatically logs that in Salesforce.com.
That's amazing. That didn't already exist or whatever. It wasn't already there. So tell us a little more about the team at Voxa, and then what are some of your goals, I guess, as a company organization?
Yeah, I would, you know, I've worked with some really, really talented folks over the years, and I think this is one of the most talented teams I've worked with. We've got a lot of younger talent, which I like to see.
Yeah.
As a little bit older guy, I like to breed and teach talent and grow and get the most out of every team member, if you will. And watching just the culture, it's a culture of accountability. It's a culture of of yearning to do something better, bigger picture stuff. We do a lot of, we're going to do a lot of charity work, and we're going to do a lot more than just coming into the office every day and working. But the team is extremely talented. I told people before, I think we have probably one of the most talented CTOs that I've ever been around. Again, a young, aggressive guy that's been on the West Coast, so he understands how to run early stage technology companies. Johnson Cook is a fantastic, bright mind. Of course, David Cummings behind the scene, and Brandon Cummings is part of our organization. And then we've got some very talented young sales folks. I've got a handful of interns right now from Georgia Tech, where I went to school. A quick shout out for our baseball team, by the way. I played baseball, so ACC champs yesterday.
Nice,
but
yeah.
Just a very, very talented team, and we're going to continue to add more talent.
Nice, nice. So, yeah, team sports and carries over into a business as well. It is key. Now, I don't know if this is a trick question or not, but do you personally use the service? Do you have an application for it?
I do. Yeah. So it's interesting. You know, again, I'm a sales guy. I like to record all that kind of information. I joined the organization, wasn't officially on board. They set up my computer. A couple of days later, I'm running reports out of Salesforce.com, and I realized that I've already done 150 activities. And I said, that's impossible. I'm not even on board yet.
Wow.
And they said, that's what our product does. It's behind the scenes running all of this information and logging the information from email. The real exciting stuff that we're working on right now, Rich, and is due out in the next couple of weeks, is around natural language action. So a lot of the information that will be consumed inside of that email will automatically update the appropriate fields inside of Salesforce. So if you say, great call, thanks for the radio interview, I'll give you a call next week, Rich, that kind of information will be updated in the appropriate fields inside of Salesforce, which will make it even more seamless, more automatic, and allow your reps to spend more time working on closing business versus living in a software application.
Right, yeah, just trapped in there and just, you know, kind of going in circles there. So that's what's kind of on the roadmap or the horizon. What are some challenges, I guess, y'all experience?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge we're going to face is we're getting a lot of attention, which is fantastic, but it's also making sure that you manage that activity and manage the interest, whether it's from venture capitals or capitalists from, you know, across the country, or if it's just from local investors, or even, you know, wanting to do so much. People look at this application and say, we can do so much more, and there's so many hours in the day, as I always say, and then it just applies to money as well. How much money do you want to pour into this? The biggest challenge we face right now is I'm spending a lot of time where we have a very talented product when it comes to small and medium-sized businesses, but the larger, the Equifax, the Coca-Colas, the AirWatches of the world are the ones that I'm personally working with right now to better understand what are their requirements in order to be able to use our product.
Yeah. Next, let's talk a little bit about where you're housed at right now and Atlanta Tech Village, ATV. I mean, we can almost see it out our window right here. If we cut down all those trees, that green stuff gets in our way, right? But anyway, so we can almost see it from out our window right here. But pretty exciting stuff. I mean, David Cummings is just a genius in his own right, what he's developed. I was at an event, Alfredo, he was a keynote speaker. I mean, just every time you hear him, there's just something new and inspiring going on there. And actually, one of our other guests here this morning, John Souza, is also at ATV as well. We'll be hearing on his project there with the Social Media Marketing University. So, but talk to us about your experience in a typical day at ATV.
Yeah, there is no typical day at the ATV. That's almost an oxymoron, but yeah. I think it's fantastic. It's a lot of very young, talented folks, some older folks that have come in there, some corporate folks. I love to see the different folks that are coming through the ATV. I was at the ATDC before, which is another incubator here in the Atlanta market. I think you're going to see more and more of those folks here in the Atlanta area. Great talent, great money in Atlanta. I do a lot of talking over at Georgia Tech and speak to some of their career development classes. And I think so many of our students are coming out of college and they only have one direction. And it's been that way for so long to go into the corporate world when there's a lot of really great business and concepts that are out there. The Atlanta Tech Village, I mean, for me, it's get in at 7:30. Next thing you know, you look up and it's 7 o'clock at night. It's almost like being in a casino minus the
right,
air conditioning.
Nice, yeah. Check out all the clocks and windows, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. There's a lot of renovation. So yeah, yeah. The air conditioning has come and go, but in general, it couldn't be a better place to be. Being around, you know, the like minds of some of the folks, John sitting here to my right, but in general, every single day I meet somebody that's inspiring, energetic. My 11-year-old daughter yesterday said, Daddy, as we were riding in the car together, she said, Daddy, I need to come up with a $1 billion idea. And I said, no, honey, you just need to come up with a $1 million idea and then really go execute on that idea.
Right.
But whether it's the ATV, whether it's the ATDC, I think if you haven't been and you haven't visited, and it's fantastic just to be around folks like that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I just picked up my copy this morning, hot off the press, Atlanta Business Chronicle. Right on the front page is an article about Bitcoin and their success, whatever. And I mean, there's many successes at ATV, but that's just a phenomenal story starting there, I mean, they're global, and then now they've expanded to other offices, because that's the concept, I think, of ATV, is to kind of, beyond an incubator, is to start there and grow your business so that the goal is, like a college, to kick you out, right, on your own, right?
Yeah, I think that's the good news, and I asked David about that. I said that's the good news and bad news about any of these incubator programs is you gain so much from being around other talented folks, but then at some point you have to almost leave the nest. Maybe you don't want to leave the nest, and you want to leave and move to Alpharetta or to Marietta. You want to stay right here in the Buckhead area because there's so much talent.
Well, I heard a business coach say years ago the very thing that will got you from point A to point B will be the same thing that'll hold you back from getting to point C. So you got to have that A to B point, right? And that's what ATV is amazing at, right? But like you said, it's that comfort zone. It's such a cool environment. It's very enticing, and there's nothing like it. But, you know, that's the challenge, is where at what point do you need to, you know, like you said, leave the nest or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
make room for other people to.
Exactly right. And I think the other thing, as an investor, you can come in and look at a number of different companies with one, you know, one business trip, and then in a couple of days, you can probably see 10 to 15 companies that you have interest in.
Yeah. So so tell us, what's the best way, Andrew, for people to reach out to you and for Voxa and find out more information? And
yeah, you're always welcome to reach out directly to me. My email address is andrew.somoza, S-O-M-O-Z-A, at voxa.com. You're more than welcome. I'll give you my cell phone number, which may be a little dangerous, but I'll
go
do
for it.
It's 404-434-3876, and you can also look us up at voxa.com.
And on Voxa.com, I imagine they'll have the all the social media links and all that good stuff, right?
They do. We have all kinds of, they give me a hard time, but we have our Twitter handle and our Facebook and our LinkedIn and all the other social media outlets.
I know we were Twittering a lot this morning or yesterday, even during the holiday leading up to the show as well. So, well, Andrew, it's a pleasure meeting you in person. I've heard about you and, of course, Voxa and all the exciting things going on there. So thanks for being on the show and part of the program here this morning.
Rich, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So up next, another ATV, continuing the conversation. And John Souza is the founder and chief strategist of Social Media Marketing University, otherwise known as SMMU, right?
That's correct.
And under your leadership, you provided training courses, done-for-you solutions for customers across the globe. Quickly become a trusted authority in social media. You've been featured by Fox Business News, Fast Company, Inc., Forbes, and Mashable. And you were named Social Media Marketer of the Year for 2011. So congratulations on that. That's pretty exciting. And beyond that, over 125,000 students have learned to grasp and leverage the potential of social media marketing through your firm's award-winning social media certification and training programs. Wow, that's pretty impressive. So welcome to the show, John.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, how are you this morning?
Very, very good.
Did you have a good holiday break there?
Absolutely.
But ready?
Took a very, very short trip to Charleston.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, yeah. That's a great destination city for sure, yeah. So welcome back to Hotlanta here. And so tell us about this, you know, Social Media Marketing University. You have an event coming up. Is it an annual event, but happening here in Atlanta? So tell us about, you know, I guess the university first, and we'll talk about the event.
So Social Media Marketing University, we started this back in 2009. And if you look at back in my career, I was an investment banker. And how I did so well as an investment banker is I saw more people per day than anybody else. So I did a group breakfast meeting, a group lunch at 11:30, another group lunch at 1:30, ended the day with my what I called big hitters, and then my wrap-up at the end of the day.
Wow.
So I just saw more people per day than anybody else. When you look at social media, what do? You're leveraging people. So you're putting out a message to not only one to one-on-one, you're one to thousands, one to millions. And what I found is that the natural progression from leveraging my meetings went into really leveraging social media. So back in 2009 is when we started, which I think was we were probably a little bit early in the evolution of social media, because we started off as a done-for-you management services firm.
Okay.
So we were offering to do social media for other firms, which most firms at that point did not know that they needed social media for them. So we found that what they did want to learn, they wanted to learn how to do social media for leads, branding, and revenue. So naturally, the progression was we went from managed services to how do we teach people how to use social media the right way for their business. And that's when the first incarnation of Social Media Marketing University. And since 2009, we've had over 125,000 people through our programs.
Wow.
Where, you know, a lot of large companies, a lot of small companies send their training forces to our company to learn foundational social media, you know, productivity to get that leads, branding, and revenue to make sense out of what social media really is. Because the issue with social media is a lot of people spend a lot of time on social media, but they're not getting a lot of results from social media. That's the number one issue with social media.
Big
they're,
time.
they're getting lost on Twitter video. I'm sorry, YouTube videos, or they're getting lost on Facebook, and 45 minutes later they realize that they haven't learned anything or done anything.
Yeah.
But if you really harness the power of social media, especially like the power of LinkedIn and the powers of Facebook, is there's almost pinpoint precision you can do for any size business to getting new leads, new fresh leads into your business, which is really invaluable nowadays.
I think one of the challenges too with social media is that there's, beyond the go-to platforms, there's so many other ones as well. I mean, just Instagram and Pinterest, and where do you start and stop? Or I guess it probably is a contingent on your business model as well, your audience and who you're trying to reach. But this training, is that done online and in person, or a blend, or a hybrid of the two, or primarily one versus the
training
other?
Is primarily online. Right. However, we do offer in-person training as well on a customized basis, but the training is primarily online.
Yeah.
It makes it very easy to do it online because we do it on a segmentized basis, where the challenge that you have with social media is it changes so quickly.
Yeah.
We have to update our courses on a proactive basis. It's not like going to college and you take an accounting course, right, and literally that book is the same for 20 years.
Yeah.
The challenge that you have with social media overall is that it's changing on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis. So you constantly need to go ahead and refresh these courses so that we make sure is always done.
Right. Plus, that way you're not having to buy lunches and dinners and breakfast and all that stuff, whatever. But It's interesting you lead with that, because there's a great book out that Never Eat Alone, right? And that's that was a great premise and a springboard for that. So what made you decide to create this Social Media Day Atlanta, or something that you wanted to take on as far as leading for this year?
Well, when you look at Social Media Day Atlanta, Atlanta's always been, on a business standpoint, a very fragmented market. You have kind of like the Marietta, you have Alpharetta, then you have downtown, midtown, Buckhead areas. And with Social Media Day Atlanta, that's when we go ahead and we bring together all of Atlanta together to really celebrate digital marketing and social media. It's done. It's really the primary proponent of Social Media Day was Mashable.
Right.
Mashable.com started it a few years back, and we wanted to make it really Atlanta's own. And that's where we really designated on the last Thursday of every year in June, in the month of June, is designated for Social Media Day. So it'd be June 26th this year. We're going to celebrate it at Tongue and Groove at 6:30 p.m. So everybody's welcome to come out. We'd love to have everybody. It's really just a celebration of marketing folks, digital marketing, social media, whether you're in it or you're just interested in it, and really just getting together and having a good time.
Yeah, I went a couple of years ago. I think it was 2 years ago when Mashable held it here in Atlanta. So you guys are just continuing that as well. So what can attendees expect from attending an event like this?
Well, it's going to be great networking with the top minds in Atlanta, in the greater Southeast of social media and digital marketing. You're going to have folks from the large companies, folks from the small companies. It's going to be great for networking, great for recruiting, and great for potentially acquiring new clients.
Just a great exchange of ideas.
Absolutely.
You know, from that event. There's something dynamic and the energy about all these like-minded people at one, you know, housed at one place. So what are some of the companies you're working with to launch the event?
Well, when you look at the companies that we're working with to launch the event, we're talking right now with MailChimp to take part in the event.
Yeah.
We've spoken to a few other sponsors. We haven't announced who those are right now, yeah. So you kind of put me on the spot. So,
yeah.
So
Buckhead Business Radio X, yeah. It's $1.50, we're in.
Exactly. So I'm going to have to hold off on a few of the names.
Sure, no worries.
But when we look at it, it's going to be a great wrap-up of who are the who's who in Atlanta on digital marketing. We're very proud to have a lot of the sponsors with us, and going forward on a year-to-year basis is really going to be an amazing time.
So how would people find out as these announcements are rolling out?
SocialMediaDayAtlanta.com. So SocialMediaDayAtlanta.com.
And there, I know we've been following quite a bit on Twitter, so they'll find the Twitter handle there as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty convenient. And now how can listeners, how can our listeners or other people in the Atlanta tech community specifically, I guess, but help to make this year's an event a success?
I mean, I think when you look at this year's event, I mean, really, it goes not even really the event per se, is that you utilizing social media the right way, for leads, for branding, for revenue, trying to make sense of social media really done the right way. All the businesses that are interested in social media or digital marketing are really trying to find that recipe of what is the end result that we're going to gain from using social media for our companies, and what are those tasks that our employees need to do on social media done the right way. And what we're trying to do in Social Media Day Atlanta is really getting together the brightest minds in social media for the Southeast. They're going to make that information very, very easily available. And that really goes back to the metamorphosis of what we've done with Social Media Marketing University is really putting together the best of the best people to teach social media the right way and walking away with the results that companies want, because the companies need to get results from social media. There's a budget line for that, and a lot of companies are very reticent of putting a budget line on social media right now, and we make it very, very easy to do that.
Now, I don't want to give too many pitches, free pitches for David Cummings at ATV, but you're also ironically there as well, right?
Yes.
So what's your experience here? What do you like best about ATV? And
I mean, ATV is a very interesting place, because I think before ATV was around, you know, Atlanta's been always, you know, very fragmented.
Yeah.
You'd have ATDC.
Right.
But in a conversation I was having before, but, you know, our company was going to go into ATDC a while back, but if you weren't really geared toward that healthcare or payment processing, we really didn't fit within that kind of loop. Where ATV is very unique is that as long as you have an idea that's based upon tech, they're very welcoming for any company to come in, whether you're a one-person shop or whether you're a 10-person shop. You see all sizes in between, and you see 10-person shops growing to 30. You see one-person shops growing to 50. And you see some shops that are don't end up growing, but morph into yet another company. So it's amazing the transition that you see on ATV on a day-to-day basis, and you see people, you know, working on different ideas. It's very, very enriching. And I think at the same time, you see what's your finger is on the pulse of Atlanta.
Right.
And one of the things that you do see is that there's a lot of traffic coming in and out. You see a lot of things. It's easy to keep your mind fresh.
Yeah, that's true. And there are a number of other incubators throughout the city. But you know, being this one focusing primarily exclusively on tech, that I think makes it unique as well. Because you go to these other ones and there's an interesting vibe there as well. But it's you know, it's just all different types of spectrums. Yeah. So tell our listeners best way to get in touch with you as far as for the, we know about the event, but as far as for your company, organization, social media marketing in the university.
Social Media Marketing University, the best way to get in touch with us is smmu.com. So sammarymaryumbrella.com.
Okay.
And we also did include a free gift for everybody that's listening today, which is a free 14-day trial of all of our courses. We have 13 different courses in our certification course, which is our really kind of our flagship program. And that's at smmu.com/BuckheadBizRadio.
Nice. Appreciate that. Yeah, a little extra surprise. Yeah, we had some parting gifts, but you might have just taught me on that one there. Nice. Well, thanks for being here this morning, John. Really appreciate your time and great stuff. And I hope to find out more and help promote your event as well for coming up for the event here in Atlanta.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here. And up next, we have a team here joining us with an organization and something exciting going on. And we have Craig Williams. You're in the studio this morning. Are you here live?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Yeah. And we've known each other for a while, and originally, so part of your claim to fame, you've done many projects and enterprises and ventures, but you were on the, what episode was that? That was early on in the NBC Apprentice with Mr. Trump, right?
Yeah, season 3.
Season 3.
Back when they were still writing curriculum at Ivy League schools, and we were getting about 15 million viewers a week.
Wow, yeah. And I always liked the more of the entrepreneurial version rather than the celebrity version, but
they're
very different, but yeah, I definitely enjoyed that one. But you're also Last Man Standing?
Well, I was the last man standing on that season.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not
the
on the comedy
they
show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. And joining you in the studio also is Neil Howe. And Neil, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Rich. Thanks.
So you guys have some exciting news to share with us with Aventure. But tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, Neil, what's your background? What brought you to where we're at today with this venture?
Well, my background for the last decade has been in SEO. And, you know, working with Google, you know, there's always changes going on. And what I saw over the years, especially after the Penguin and Panda updates, is, you know, people are just losing business if you're in the SEO community. You know, after Penguin and Panda, people just lost like a third to two thirds of their business because of these updates.
Right.
So I noticed that Google was really putting the attention on the authorities in the market. So if you weren't an authority, they were making it harder for you to rank. And, you know, an opportunity came up to where we could position people as authorities. So I'm stepping away from the SEO space and moving into authority marketing.
Cool. And we're going to learn about that and what y'all are doing there. But Craig, besides your big TV career or whatever, right, what have you been doing more recently leading up to this new venture and project? Yeah.
Well, been doing a lot of consulting and executive coaching, personal coaching in the space of entrepreneurship.
And you've had some business ventures in the past as well, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So now currently, so y'all have teamed up for this global authority agency. So first of all, what is authority positioning? I mean, Neil, you kind of touched on it, but, you know, for the listener, what would, you know, not having known about this, what, how would you describe that?
Well, it's a little like SEO. The whole point of SEO is to get other authority sites to link to yours so that you have more authority and you rank higher in the search engines. It's the same idea, but what we're doing now is we are positioning people on some of those major brands that already have the authority, okay, such as ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and we're positioning them as an expert on these channels. So okay, other people, that third-party credibility, they're talking about them as experts.
So what makes a difference when attracting new customers? I mean, what have y'all's experience been?
Well, definitely credibility is the true lure for making decisions, I think. We like to get feedback from our friends, whether it's a movie or right, a restaurant. But there's certain in the space of business, you look for, you know, you don't look, ask your friend about a business if they've never been in business.
Right.
So you kind of refer to those icons or brands that speak to credibility. So what we found is, you know, my experience has been directly. A lot of people wanted the association or sought the association, knowing my business background, right, and what I've done with certain brands.
Right.
And they were more interested sometimes in maybe the correlation to that brand as opposed to what I'd done. So what we do is we bring that together. And we focus on real credible, bringing that credibility support to an individual. We're selective. We're
right,
not looking for anybody who just wants to associate
right,
with something greater than themselves, but
yeah,
we want them to have substance and significance to that credibility that we're offering them.
Yeah, so it's a true marriage of those two and bringing them together, and it's logical. And yeah. So what's a business owner's, what do you find a business owner's most common problems or challenges?
I think that standing out from the competition, you know, there's different areas and there's different buyers, and you have to really establish yourself as, you know, whatever position that you want. You have to establish that to your market. You look at companies like Walmart, who's the low price leader.
Right.
You know, that's their business. But, you know, it doesn't make any sense to try and compete with Walmart to be a low price leader, because you're just not going to be able to compete with them. And that's what I find many businesses do, is they're trying to compete with companies that are so much bigger than themselves. Whereas if they just turned and tried to position themselves in a different light as the best or to a specific market, they're going to have a lot more success. So I think standing out really is the problem that most businesses have.
Yeah, because there's so much competition, and we're living in a global world or whatever. Yeah, and everything happens in a nanosecond. Yeah, so how do you kind of, you know, you got to do something different, right, than your competitor?
Well, not only just do something different, but acknowledge your difference as an individual, and that's what we focus on. We're not looking for an organization or association. We're looking for the individual,
okay,
letting them tap into their specialty, their winning formulas, and focus on that, because we're all experts, or we have a lot of experience or some credibility in our business or personal life.
Right.
We just don't think it's enough. Everybody wants to be like Mike or
right,
this person or that person,
yeah,
as opposed to themselves.
Right.
So we like to focus on the individual.
So end game for business is increased profits, right? So is there a fast track, or is there a way that you can, like, you know, make that happen, you know, faster?
Well, fast track, I don't want to get into the mindset of this overnight wonder.
Yeah. But speed things up.
Yeah. What we found is that the process is not as important, because we're all in the process. And that process, that true process, whether it's business or personal, is life. So that there are certain things you cannot change about that process.
Right.
But, you know, as far as when you're dealing with marketing and branding, that too is another process. But you are probably already have that structure, infrastructure set in place, we like to complement it and bring that positioning part where we put you in a place where you're able to focus on your strengths and show the world your strengths and then poise yourself in that in that way where people honor that position.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. So this idea of becoming known as an expert or authority, what are some of the myths or mystiques or, you know, with that lie in there?
I think, like Craig touched on, there's a lot of people that just don't believe that they are at that expert status. I think the fact is that if you are in business and you're good at what you do and you can offer a service that is going to help somebody else get the desired result faster than they could themselves, then you are an expert and you need to position yourself right as that expert so that people know about you. Also, people are hung up on, well, I don't know everything that there is to know about my business. But again, if you know more than the person that you're working with and you can help them, you know, that's where it is. And, you know, finally, people just don't think they're ready. You know, most people are a little scared of the positioning and the celebrity that we can bring them. And, you know, they're not sure if they're ready to step up. But the reality is that they are. They just need that extra push.
Well, a lot of times, I think this speaks to the proverb of you're never a prophet in your own land, right?
Most definitely.
So, I mean, you're doing amazing things. And if somebody outside of your market or, you know, outside of your neighbors, right, and your friends and your business associates, if they heard what you're doing, like, that's amazing, right? But you kind of sometimes live in that bubble, right? And again, you're never a prophet in your own land. But when you guys provide the exposure and the marketing and the brand identity or
authority,
yeah, right? Yeah. Then it's like, wow, you know, this guy is truly amazing, right? And you've been holding that as a secret, right?
Yeah. There's another proverb also. Matter of fact, it's today's proverb. But there's another proverb that speaks to having someone else speak to your greatness.
Yeah, yeah.
That's more validity.
Big time.
And was said earlier, whether it was at ATTV or ATDC, for all of us, life is subject to change, and we're not always open to that change right away. And when we're talking about that at ATV, where you get to that AB, and then it's time to go to CD,
right,
and what brought you to where you are is not going to take you to where you want to go.
Yeah.
We're that nudge.
That's where you guys come in.
Yeah, we're that nudge that pretty much puts you in a position where, okay, now you got to fly. It's right, like the eagle takes them up high and it drops them off. And I know you don't like using that one.
A little fear factor or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, but as you know, the eagle.
But great things come as a result, right?
Most definitely. Most definitely. You either, you know, make it or you don't. But really, that's why we align ourselves with those people who we know have that gumption, that energy, that value to share with others. They just need that extra nudge.
This is pretty cool stuff. So what do you figure? Is there a time frame or a ballpark of, you know, how long someone might expect to be positioned as an authority in their market?
That's a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
that's the question I love to answer or start answering anyway. So part of this process starts with an interview. So we get to the essence or the ethos of the individual that we're focusing on, and an article is drawn from there. Within a week of that time, that's when all the magic happens.
Wow.
Within a week. So that's exciting, too, because it's not, and I've had my hands in the SEO space as well, and that's usually a long, organic process. Nothing wrong with that. And we're not just about immediate gratification, because we know what brought you to where you were was not. Where you are, was not immediate.
Yeah,
you know, and as we all know, all overnight successes take anywhere from 10 to 20 years. So, having said that, in my network as well as Neil's, we know a lot of people who've been plugging at it for a while, and those are the people we want to help with that nudge, and they know people as well in that circle. So,
So what's next on the horizon for the agency here? Yeah.
Well, we're, you know, looking to contact businesses and, you know, share what we can do for them. I think, you know, everybody that we have shared it with so far, the light bulb goes off. You know, it's something that they really want.
Right.
So, you know, we're just right now, we're talking with a lot of Craig's contacts in around Atlanta, but we are looking to, you know, move around the country nationwide and then eventually globally.
Yeah, to fulfill the name anyways.
Right, exactly, yeah, globally, yeah.
Yeah, we are starting.
It's not called Buckhead Authority Agency.
No, it isn't, no. We're starting in our backyard,
yeah,
of course,
sure.
And we have a lot of national as well as international relationships, and there's going to be chapters of this support. There, in this industry, we're not the only ones who do what we do, but we're the ones that are focused in the space that we're focused at. I mean, you have people who want to help launch book deals, bestsellers, to people who want to literally be celebrities. We're like in the middle, and we're that launching pad for either one of those directions, if that is a direction you want to go into. But mostly, we are looking for the results and bringing those value added authorities up front.
Yeah, that's a follow up question I had. Is there somebody in your sweet spot or your ideal candidate for listeners that their ears should perk up and thinking, these are the guys I would need to align with or connect with? Because we've been talking about tech and Atlanta Techville. You guys are not at ATV, right?
No,
so you're the outsiders.
Been whatever, some of that, done some of that, right. But yeah.
So is it a broad spectrum or is there a, you know, who's in your wheelhouse? I guess, yeah, ideally, as far as candidates that.
Well, we deal with a lot of authors, speakers, okay. consultants, coaches. Okay. We also deal with local business owners and entrepreneurs. So anybody that really wants to stand out from their competition, you know, going back to Google again, I think the search has changed a lot to where the consumers are more educated, and it's not just picking who's number one on Google anymore. Okay. If you're going to spend a lot of money at a dentist, you know, you're going to do that deeper search into, you know, their page and what they've done and what kind of person they are. And that's where we come in, you know, when other people are talking about them, if they've been featured in all these different national channels.
Right.
You know, that is the deciding, you know, conversion factor that gets people more business.
I mean, but can it be the dog walker and the carpet cleaner, or is it more the Tony Robbins Jr., you know, up and coming, or
I'll say a resounding yes.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So, so what are some of the offerings through the Global Authority Agency? What would someone expect to, you know, see as a result of hiring or contracting y'all, I guess?
Well, like Craig says, we start out with that interview and then the article, and that article gets distributed to almost 200 of the major channels, your Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC affiliates, as well as many of the newspapers, Miami Herald, Boston Globe.
Wow.
So, you know, it's really gone all across the country. You know, we have local channels like CBS Atlanta, and then we have channels out in Phoenix. We touch all over the country if you want to be national, as well as touching those local channels too.
So, is it a fair question? How does this fit in, like, you know, public relations or PR? Is this with a media spin or emphasis, or what, you know, what makes it, I guess, kind of for our listeners, how would they distinguish a PR firm, PR agency from what y'all are doing?
Well,
I think I know the answer, but
yeah,
just in case.
Well, I'll
yeah.
start off. It's more of a compliment,
okay.
But we are focused on the national representation of the individual or the service.
And with the key objective, as we've talked about throughout the conversation, is the idea of positioning themselves as an authority, where a lot of times you hire a PR firm maybe to put out fires or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or just to identify your brand.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, it's more marketing to get your brand name out there, right? And in some cases, they already kind of are the authority. They're just trying to maintain it or protect it.
Yeah.
Where y'all are looking for someone that, like you said, wants to take it to next and become the next big brand in their field, is that correct?
Or go to the next level when you, as far as the first scenario as well, you get to that point where it's everything's familiar. You seem like you've gotten to that ceiling, and you need that breakthrough.
Right.
We could help as far as identifying a new change or a new product or service offering as that individual. And we want that. We want these individuals to be continuing contributors. You know, yes, some people, there's an offering we have where this will supply an incredible exponential press release for you than you would with a, you know, typical press release.
Right.
But and if that's all you're needing, then that, we're good for that as well. But we're really looking for those who want to continue to be known as, you know, that authority or that expert in their space.
Well, if they get that kind of exposure locally, nationally, and ultimately, like you said, globally, that's, I mean, great. There's nothing but good things can happen as a result of that. It's kind of like the Shark Tank. I'm a huge fan of the Shark Tank now, right? And I hear stories, people just being on there, even if they got no deal, right? I mean, they go home and their phone's ringing off the hook. Their website is shut down because of all the traffic.
Yeah.
So,
like the Oprah thing.
Yeah. If you're the only thing better than getting a book deal, right, is when she was, you know, did her daily show, is if you were on what her book list or list of books or whatever, or top book, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Literally overnight. I mean, with, you know, what you're projecting is it does take time, but sometimes you'd be amazed just that that type of launch pad, you know, and you guys providing that for the, you know, the one-off operator, where that can take that person, whatever, you know, it's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah,
most definitely.
Right. Okay. So, other thoughts, but let's, first, tell our listeners the best way to get in touch with y'all and find out about, your product, services, offerings, and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Well, I'll offer my cell phone number as well, 404-493-0673. I'm available. I do respond on LinkedIn, so reach out to me. I use that platform a great deal.
Cool.
Looking forward to hearing from the audience.
Okay. And Craig, everybody's information will be on the website as well with links and your LinkedIn, all that good stuff. And Neil, what's the best way for folks to...
Again, on LinkedIn, you can contact us both via LinkedIn or globalauthorityagency.com.
Okay, great. Well, gentlemen, thanks for being here. It was I feel like I learned more stuff than I probably expected to this morning, but it's all been amazing, good stuff, and we look forward to next week's episode and another edition of Buckhead Business Radio X. And until then, I'm your host, still your host, for Buckhead Business Radio X. Y'all have a great week. See you next time.